This is TWiT.
WWDC, 10 a.m. This coming Monday, 6 days away. We will see. Renee, do you know anything?
I mean, I think there's like super safe bets, like iOS 15, iPadOS 15, tvOS 15, Apple Watch OS, sorry, WatchOS 8, the audio OSs. I think all that software stuff is the safest bet in technology at this point.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, we know that because that's what they do at WWDC. We don't care.
Craig's got to be Superman. he's got to do a Superman stint once a year.
We don't care. We care about hardware. And, you know, I have mixed feelings about this. I mentioned it when it happened. A big Apple supplier, Quanta, was hit by ransomware. The ransomware guys, as they often do, instead of merely encrypting data, also stole data from Quanta and started to release it online. It suddenly stopped, which makes me think either Apple or Quanta said, "Yeah, maybe we'll give you some money instead of letting this
they
blackmail."
They either sent the money or they sent the former operators.
Something happened. But the two things that were released were schematics for a 16-inch and a 14-inch MacBook Pro, which it makes sense. Quanta is known to make laptops for a lot of companies, including Apple.
It seems reasonable. Seems like a reasonable thing to do, yeah.
Yeah. New design featuring a MagSafe connector, I think. Yes, you'll be happy about that, Alex Lindsay.
So excited.
Actually, that's very credible because we've seen now the MagSafe on the iMac, on the new iMacs. So I would bet that design feature will be go forward throughout the line. I found this a little harder to believe, SD card reader. That's
they're
like
going to do it, Leo. They're going to do it, and it's going to be nerd fan service. It's going to be because so many people on Twitter complained about the lack of HDMI and SD cards, and they feel like they've got to make it up to us. And now the minute it happens, there are going to be a bunch of nerds complaining about the lack of four ports anymore. Like, why do I have to have a static HDMI port or an SD card? Why are you choosing my ports for me? It's going to be a bloodbath.
No, Andy and I would like to know when we're getting our Ethernet back. We want our Ethernet connection back.
It's in the power brick.
Yeah, there you go. along with the headphone jack, it's an extra $80.
That's still there.
Yeah. No, I've seen the schematics that everyone else has seen, or at least the CNC for the turnarounds for that device, and it really does look like sometimes the best way to go forward is to go back. In 2016, I thought that the MacBook Pro was a real gamble. They were with the first iMac. Apple took a hell of a gamble that this is the future of computing. People are going to be complaining right now, but this is exactly where everybody's going to be. They're going to be right in step with us a year and a half from now. I feel as though they took the exact same sort of gamble in 2016 and they lost. And I feel as though the schematics that we had been seeing a couple of weeks ago in that leak kind of underscored that, okay, I guess that we do need, if we're really calling this a MacBook Pro, there are things that a traveling professional really, really wants to have, and that's not a bag full of dongles. And the best way we can take advantage of that is by maybe figuring out how to put an SD card reader in there, and maybe figuring out how to put an HDMI port in there. They wouldn't be out of step with the rest of the notebook industry, the high-end notebook industry, by not having an Ethernet port in there. Other things, there are very few reasons that Apple can come up with. I'm still pretty frosty about no headphone jack on my iPad Pro.
God, it makes me mad. I bought a pair of AirPod Pro Max headphones just because I got the new.
Yeah.
I figured I spent so much money on the new iPad Pro.
Spend some more, Leo.
Yeah.
It's a lost cost fallacy. sunk cost fallacy, sorry.
Yeah, it's a fallacy, but I did it. So,
can I ask you this?
Also, because I thought after we talked about it so extensively, I should probably try spatial audio as well.
Here's it's my so question, cool. though, about yeah. the ports, because, you know, like, I've never had a dongle-free life. I went from FireWire 400 to 800 to VGA to mini display to dual link display to Thunderbolt 2 to display port, mini display port, Thunderbolt 3. I've just had, my entire life has been dongles, and I know I'm going to have to use dongles with this computer because I'm not using SD cards anymore. I'm using CF Express cards. And I feel like this caters to the fat middle of the segment where you have like a lot of prosumers who still use I'm not even sure. Like, do they use cameras anymore? Do they just use their iPhones? Are they going to HDMI out? Or are they going to be upset in 2 years that there's a new standard and they have to use a dongle and HDMI and SD don't take dongles, so they'll only have like two or three Lightning ports now instead of the four they used to have, or plugging in on both sides instead of being stuck on one MagSafe?
I have to admit that the MagSafe thing is really important to me because, here's the funny thing is, it's not as important to me anymore because I don't travel all the time. In fact, I travel very little. So now I don't really care nearly as much. The reason that I cared about it was because my computer was often on my lap in an airport and I wanted to make sure that if it didn't get bent. And so I just constantly worried about it. At this point, I have to admit that I'd rather have the USB
stick.
I'd rather have the Thunderbolt
damn
than the HDMI. You know, because I'd rather because I'd rather have make sure that I get my ports. Now I still would like to have a MagSafe. It's just that my I have to admit now my portable, like what I take outside,
it's
is my
changed.
iPad. You know, it's not my so my laptop. In fact, you know, my laptop's, I have an iMac here in front of me, and I have my iPad, and my laptops just kind of get moved around every once in a while, and I don't use them nearly as much, you know, as I used to. And so because my iPad is really filling in most of what I was doing on my laptop. And so, and again, it's because I don't travel as much anymore. So there'll be other people that need that, but it's a different lifestyle. But I think that I am thinking if I lose one of the USB-C ports to HDMI, I will go, I wish I had that USB, that or not USB-C, but Thunderbolt. You know, the Thunderbolt are valuable to me now, you know, and what I do is I split them out. When I go to HDMI, I have an HDMI and I have a USB and I have a USB-C, you know, like a USB-A, USB-C in any adapter that I use in there. So I'm splitting it out to a bunch of things every time I connect it to the computer, except for power.
Yeah. But the conventional user is likely, especially if they're spending $1,500 on a laptop, that's also going to be like their main axe for everything. And these are the people that every conference room has an HDMI connector in it right now. When I moderate panels and do interviews like at Comic Cons, the one thing I can count on that podium is an HDMI connector. So HDMI is a really, really safe bet.
What I find
is like
you can bring to be fair, you can bring an adapter with you.
It's not in most conference rooms that I go into
you could bring whatever you want, you know, but
at what point do I have an adapter? I mean, I carry
I'm saying that at what point does the manufacturer should say that, hey, look, I got your back here. That's an inconvenience. This is something you're very, very likely to want to use. So we decided to actually put that in there. We don't have
80% rule.
I don't know, call it the 80% rule. I think of it as the take a look at what all the best-selling laptop lines in the Windows world are like rule, because these are the laptops that are competing with dozens and dozens of other models. When you see the table stakes for a Windows laptop is HDMI, at least one USB 3, USB-A type port, a couple of the features like that, then you sort of get the idea that this is what the majority of people are finding to be compelling reasons to buy Model A instead of Model B, maybe a competitor's model instead of your own.
There's a price to pay for that. PC laptops that have all that stuff are thick and clunky in order to have all those ports on it. I mean, that's
not
the
so
price
much.
You pay.
Not so much. When you talk about thick and clunky, you often talk about something along the lines of a MacBook Air, only instead of being razor thin at the leading edge, it's actually the same size. This is why I feel as though we kind of have to give up. Have Apple ever making a laptop that has an Ethernet port built into it? Because Apple is not interested in making a chassis that's that thick enough to accept that kind of a connector. However, again, on the PC side, you can buy ones that are that thick, and they're not necessarily for a lot of people. The idea of being able to simply plug straight in, not have to go through an intermediate step of dumping out a bag full of dongles and picking out the one that's correct for you, for a lot of people, that's a good investment.
Here's
of an extra.
Here's the HP spec. He's the HP Spectre X360, which is kind of like a MacBook. It's got one Type C on that side, two Type C's on this because they have a little beveled angle on there, which is awful. And that's for the charger. But this is a very pretty, thin and light laptop. This is very typical. And it's, you know, similar to a MacBook Air. And
so the LG Gram, right? The LG Gram, I think, is...
Does the Gram have an HDMI port?
I think it has a screen at this point.
I think what I'm interested in is the future of the laptop at all. You know, I think that the issue is that, again, when I just look at my own behavior, I take my iPad out now, and if iPads could run an M1 iPad, not run Mac OS, but could open Mac programs, I'd probably never take my laptop out of the house again. Like, yeah. Literally, we're that close to, if I just could open up the handful of Mac apps that I need and I could get video in to the USB-C or whatever.
Actually, the Graham does have an HDMI port on it, as thin and light as that is. So your point is well made. There's the HDMI port. It's got actually a pretty good complement of ports.
It's amazing. They're not mini HDMI or mini Ethernet. Like, I have mini HDMI on some of my cameras.
Ethernet
now,
seems to have disappeared. I think that's because it's so big. You can't make that small.
That's why I'm wondering, why did they never make mini Ethernet? Is it because everyone in enterprise would murder them if they
Lenovo
tried?
Makes a mini Ethernet. You have to buy a dedicated Lenovo mini Ethernet adapter.
Well, that's different. So on a lot of Lenovo laptops, you can get I have a Lenovo X1 that has an Ethernet port built in, I think, but also if you want that goes in through the USB bus. However, if you want one that goes in directly into
your
the superhighway,
I don't think it does. I think it has that mini Ethernet on it.
No, I'm saying it's a
USB. I understand what you're saying.
I looked at another reason behind that was that, for reasons that I'd have to look it up again to remember it. Apparently, there are some security concerns at some corporations about having even an internal USB bus type controller that could be subject to tampering.
Yeah, Lenovo, which is probably the last company to really put a lot of ports on there. Stuff, but they have
ThinkPad DNA.
Yeah, but I think you're right. See, secure is all. It's a business device. I carry this dongle with me. It's got. I wish it were Thunder. I don't think it's Thunderbolt.
That's a
hell
of a dongle, sir.
This is a pluggable. It's got Ethernet. It's got HDMI. It's got a mini
full on dangle.
And it's a dangle dongle. It even has power in through that little Type C.
Nunchuck.
But then, because it doesn't have a headphone port, I also have to carry this dongle.
No.
This is for the iPad, obviously, not the laptop. That's a DAC so that I can listen to music.
Yeah. So, and also, the one that I have cost about $50, $60 because it has basically all the ports that I would basically need.
Right.
And think about that as a hidden cost of the device. I'm not saying necessarily that Apple is wrong for not doing this, and damn them for doing this. To their absolute credit, they make people like me happy, and they make people like Alex happy by saying we are not, instead of going the Windows laptop route, by saying that, okay, well, we're going to give you two USB 3 type A's, one USB-C, but it's low speed, one of them, and we put a little ring around it so you make sure you know what it is, that's actually a Thunderbolt capable and DisplayPort. They're saying, no, Apple's saying we will give you four top line pipelines for accessories, and you can do with them what you wish, which is a nice thing. The difference is that, again, as usual with Windows, you can choose to have the hardware that you want, whereas with Apple, you are stuck with whatever decisions that they make for you.
That's because there's 1,000 Windows manufacturers. There's only one.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's why it hurts when they decide to say, you know what, we're going to have a brand new keyboard with 0.52 millimeters of travel and all across the entire laptop line. You have no choice. You're welcome. You're like, okay, great. You just screwed everybody. Yeah. We don't have a choice anymore. Yeah. If you want a Mac, a portable Mac comes with an absolute crap garbage keyboard. So this is the sort of stuff that you give up. I think you get better value than what a lot of people claim that you do with an Apple product, because they don't make garbage. However, that does mean that this is not a Burger King hamburger. You can't get it your way.
Yeah.
I guess he's only slightly less angry than Andy about the keyboard. Slightly.
I guess the thing that is going to be the top line, though,
there is yet to be a proper reckoning. I swear. There will be a reckoning. Properly.
The top line.
Sorry.
He tasks me and I shall have him.
The top line of this will be a new, possibly a new Apple Silicon chip. I mean, that's it. If they're going to release new laptops, then it stands to reason they're not going to be another M1 based, but it's 16 inches and 14 inches. This will be something new. Yes?
Yep. M1X.
Is it going to be X? Is that what they're going to call it? Or M2? What are they going to call it? Not that it matters.
People are getting really confused about it because, like, traditionally Apple uses the number to represent the silicon generation. So you get, like, A12, A13, A14. And they released the A12Z after the A13 just because they needed something wider instead of higher for the iPad Pro. So if they followed a pattern, and Apple does until they doesn't, so there's always a chance they're going to change their minds. But the M1 was the base for this generation, the same way the A14. Was. Those are the same 11th generation Apple silicon. And then the M1 is like an A14X, and the M1X would be extra cores, extra memory, that sort of thing. So the interesting thing for me is the rebalancing, because they have four efficiency and four performance cores in M1, and the rumor is they'll have two efficiency and eight performance cores in the M1X, along with an option for 16 or 32 graphics cores. And that's a lot more power draw than we had in the M1 versions. So seeing how they balance that out with active cooling systems and batteries, I think will be interesting. But I don't think we'll see M2 until we get the A15. And then that'll be low power, and that'll go into the next generation MacBook Air and, you know, computers like that, ultra low power computers.
So if anybody who uses the 16-inch today with perhaps as much as an i9 in it, this is going to be the replacement for that. This is the power tool for the Pro. The highest...
So much less heat.
Highest speed.
Much less power draw.
No, that's not it. Although, if it looks like this, then I think people would be stunned.
Rugged.
Stunned.
I think if you had a Pro, I mean, I keep on wanting Apple to really do a Pro, you know, like a real Pro, you know, where we're not worried about it being thin. We're going to give you a bunch of connectors. We're going to give you a ton of power. And it's, you know, it's just all about performance. So far we still get kind of in this in between of, well, we have to make it thin and,
yeah,
you know, and it's not really a beefy laptop.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, so we'll see.
So, redesigned chassis, it looked like, obviously you have to put those HDMI ports somewhere, new processor. Here's a question. By the way, now that I have the new iPad with the mini LED screen, I have to say I barely noticed. I mean, you'd have to put it side by side with the old one and really be looking.
You have to be in HDR mode. It's a separate mode, basically.
Oh, okay. So otherwise, it looks the same. And when is it in HDR mode? When I'm watching HDR video?
Well, yeah, so it's 600 nits almost all the time. And then if it plays anything that's Dolby Vision or HDR, any of that kind of content.
Well, I'm not talking just about brightness. I'm also talking about quality, right? Let's face it. The old screens are fine.
That's the quality thing with this. The only boost it's really doing is to be able to show you the contrast ratio and peak brightness.
Color gamut's the same and all that stuff is the same.
Yeah, P3.
Okay. So... then does it matter if there's a mini LED display in these new laptops?
It does you'll get the higher contrast ratio. And for people like, you know, Alex and me, and increasingly Andy, because we're totally subverting him into this whole business. And probably you too. Like, if you want to start mastering an HDR, you know, if YouTube starts making really good HDR implementations.
No.
No, you know Alex is going to broadcast MacBreak in 16K HDR, you know, or XDR at some point.
To be specific, we're targeting 5 hours goes to HDR by September.
Yeah. Really? Wow.
Yeah.